Our scripture today comes from the 16th chapter of the book of Exodus. And we've been going through the Old Testament as we journey through the narrative lectionary with the narrative lectionary as our guide. And what has happened is that the Israelites have escaped from slavery in Egypt. God has delivered them out of slavery, and now the people are in the wilderness. And they are worried about starving to death. And even wondering if they were better off when they were slaves in Egypt, because then they knew where the food was coming from. And so now the people and their livestock, so the people and their animals, are in the desert, wondering how they will survive. And so in Exodus chapter 16, beginning with verse 13, in the evening, quails came up and covered the camp. And in the morning, there was a layer of dew around the camp. When the layer of dew lifted, there on the surface of the wilderness was a fine, flaky substance, as fine as frost on the ground. When the Israelites saw it, they said to one another, "What's this?" For they did not know what it was. Moses said to them, "It is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. That's a detail in the story that now brings me delight and humor that I may have overlooked before. And that is the Hebrew word manna, or manhu, literally means, "What's this?" So in our story, the people are worried about starving, and this frost falls down from heaven, and they respond, "What's this?" And I think this scene is repeated in a way every time we gather for a meal at our home. Our kids and us are seated at the table. Hazel is under the table. And every time an errant crumb falls from the sky, from Hazel's perspective, she's thinking, "What's this? What's this?" And being a corgi, her first thought is that it must be good to eat. "What's this? What's this? What's this?" And the gift of this story with the manna is that it teaches us to rely on God in each present moment. Because you remember what would happen if they got greedy and tried to gather too much manna at once? The excess would spoil. They could only gather enough for that one day, except for the day before the Sabbath, when they could gather for 2 days. But every other day, they could only gather enough for one day. Just only what they needed to survive and thrive in that moment. And to me, this is the gift of this text, that it encourages us. And I'm not very good at this, so there are many more fingers pointing back at me for any one that might be pointing out. This text really wants us to be present and to rest in that present moment, fully relying on God. And yes, it's practical to prepare for the future, and we should. And it's good to hold on to precious memories, and we should. But we're invited to put our focus on that present moment. And I think this is one of the gifts that our animal companions do for us. They are very present focused. "Play with me, play with me." Or your cat at 4 a.m. pawing on your face, "Feed me, feed me, feed me now." No concept of waiting until 7 a.m, but feed me now. They can teach us to be focused in that present moment if we let them. And if we don't have animal companions, our friends might help us with this, or adopting a practice of contemplative prayer, or prayerful reading of scripture that helps us to put a pause on whatever worries we might have, or again to pray for healing for any memories from the past that haunt us. But somehow trusting God in that moment and trying to focus on that present moment. This morning, we also celebrate communion. And communion looks all the way back to when Jesus was with the disciples on the night that he was betrayed. And it looks all the way forward to when they will come from north and south and east and west and sit at table in the kingdom of God. So communion seems to cover like all of time. But I think that even with that, the focus is on the present. The focus is on this present communion with our Lord, trusting by faith that Jesus will give us exactly what we need, the exact spiritual food that we need for this moment in our spiritual lives. All glory and praise be to our God. Amen.